Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kufhei Amabeis. We're going to discuss the sugya, part of it, of Mitzvah Haba Baveira. Part of that sugya, which comes up here in the Yerushalmi. Doesn't really come up in the Bavli, but it is related. We know there are three types of sugyas, at least three sugyas that overlap, that have to do with mitzvos and averos bisecting. Ase doche los ase, that's a case where you do the ase, and that pushes off the los ase. Lav hanita klase, that means you did the avera already, and now you're trying to fix it with the ase. And mitzvah bavera, where you shouldn't do the mitzvah. So it's kind of like three opposites. Ase doche los ase, you should do it. Mitzvah bavera, you shouldn't do it. And lav hanita klase, you already did it. So what does that have to do with our Gemara? Our Gemara talks about the malacha of tearing on Shabbos. The Mishnah says on Kufheim Abeis, Hakorei Bachamaso, if somebody tears in anger on Shabbos, V'al Meso, or he tears because he has a relative that died, V'chalam HaKalkalin, and any destructive act, Peturin, that's deemed a destructive act, the malacha of Korea in these contexts, and therefore it is Pater. Says the Gemara, V'yaraminu, but didn't we learn in the Braisa? Hakorei Bachamaso, U'be'avalo, V'al Meso Chayiv. The Braisa says if you tear in Bisha Machalas a Shabbos, Yatsi de Kriya. And even though you were Machal Shabbos, because you're Chayiv, you were Yotzei your halacha of Kriya. Yotzei your halacha of tearing, which again is a separate topic, Daraisa, Durabanan, but says the Gemara, so it's Stira. So Gemara, our Mishnah says, if you tear like that, Bachamas Val Meso Pater, and the Braisa says, Chayiv, Lokasha, Habameisti de, Habameista Alma. The Machloka says, no, it depends if it's a mace that he has to tear on, so then it is Chayiv, because he has a mitzvah that he has fulfilled, it's tikkun, and meista alma, that is not considered constructive. Okay, the Gemara continues, meisoktani really is meisti day, but it's not b'nei avelus, and what if it's not, what if it's a chacham, what if it's adam kasher? The Gemara continues to go through all of the details. Okay, but that's what the halacha, the Gemara says, that you mechal Shabbos if you tear your beged for a relative, but your yotzei yidei kriya. Good. So, the Yerushalmi on our Gemara, right here. Yushalmi, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Asakasha. Why is it that you are Yotzi de Kriya, Taman? Why is it? Why do we say this you're Yotzei? Well, matzah gazula. If I steal matzah and I eat it, I'm not Yotzei. What's the difference between stolen matzah, I'm not Yotzei, and doing an Avera by tearing on Shabbos, and I am Yotzei, the mitzvah, so to speak, of Kriya? Answers the Yerushalmi. This is the Lashon. Taman gufa avera, brahmacha hu avar avera. Over there, it itself is an avera. But here, he did an avera. He did an avera. What exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean? So first of all, just to note that, and again, this is part of the larger mitzvah of avera sugya, the Yerushalmi has the concept of mitzvah of avera by matzah. Matzah gzula. The Bavli never has that. The Bavli has a very limited context of mitzvah b'avera. Has it by karbanos and has it by lulav. As we know, for the beginning of lulav agosel, and the Ritva already notes in the beginning of lulav agosel, daf lamed aleph, amad aleph, where he speaks about sukkah gezula. Sukkah gezula. As the Gemara talks about sukkah gezula not being able to be yotzei because it's not yours. Asks Tosfos, but what do you mean? Forget it's not yours. What about mitzvah b'avera? Take shubatosas, become makam, kiva shetokva mechavera, higa mitzvah b'avera. So why isn't there mitzvah b'avera by sukkah? Says the ritva in the name of Tosos. Delo amrinan, mitzvah b'avera ela b'davar shu balaratzos. Mitzvah b'avera is specifically by mitzvahs that are there inherently to bring you closer to Hashem. Kigon shkarban, shofar, velulav, v'chayotze behen. They have something to do with tefillah, with avoda. Again, all mitzvahs in general are avoda, but these are specific. Karban, shofar, lulav. Aval, besukkah, shein baritzui. Then, leka misha mitzvah b'avera. The Ritva has a limit. Ritva in the name of Baliatosis. We don't have this in Baliatosis. That's the Ritva. It only applies by Sukkah, Lulav, and Shofar. And then the Ritva himself argues, because the Yerushalmi. Velo Nered, the Hab Yerushalmi, Chashula Matzah Shaltevel, Ula Matzah Gzula, Bishum Nitzvah Bavavera. So he says, Hanachon, Kiva Dilokani Leklau. It's really, he wasn't coned by Sukkah Gzula. Peshusha Demari Isa, Veina Mitzvah Mosiah Demishos Bailim. It's Ki'ilu, it's not a Sukkah Gzula. That is the Ritva on Daf Lamid Aleph. The Ritva also quotes this earlier in the Masechta, when on Daf Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara discusses the Sugya of also Sukkah Gzula, that the Gemara quotes a Pasik to exclude. by tzitzis and by sukkah. Lim ute sukkah gzula. So Tosfos there. Tosfos there asks, why don't you say mitzvah b'aveir? We need a pasuk for it. So Tosfos there quotes on the daf that mitzvah b'aveir is only a psul d'rabbanan. But the Ritva quotes the same Balei Tosfos. Teleka lemira mitzvah b'aveir alo b'davar b'alaratzos k'karben v'lulav. Avalo b'shar mitzvos. And the Ritva also rejects it there for the same reason, based on the Yerushalmi. But again, it could be a machlokas. These Balei Tosfos are only saying it for the Bavli and not for the Yerushalmi. So either way, our Gemara here on Daf Kuf Hamabes has the halacha of Kriya that you're saying. The Yerushalmi, though, asks, why is this different than matzah? And it gives this answer. Taman gufa avera, bramhacha hu avar avera. And then the Yerushalmi has a line, which is unclear whether this is a rhetorical question or a statement, where it says, if I would have carried the matzah through Rishus HaRabim and then eaten it, I'm yotzei. So Pasha says that's a rhetorical question. I'm yotzei. So carrying it is similar to the Kriya. But that's different than matzah. So what exactly is the pshat? So three ideas in the Achronim, how to understand that Yerushalmi. So the Karban Eidah, right on the side of the Yerushalmi, the Karban Eidah, one of the classic commentaries, says, maybe the difference is whether the Avera is what enabled you to do the mitzvah. By matzah, you don't have matzah unless you steal it. You stole it, and therefore this is still called mitzvah ba avera. He wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah without stealing it. And by eating it, he adds this line. The question is, why does he have to add this line? He's furthering the Avera. Because now he's destroying the possibility of a Heshev HaZakzela. He's destroying the Ba'en. So that could already be a separate element. You might have said that here he's continuously doing the Avera. He's furthering it from the Rosh Hashanah. But he doesn't have that alone. He could have said that alone. But the first line is that it's the Avera that allows him to do the mitzvah. By Kriya, it's not the Avera that allows him. But by Shabbos, he could have done the Kriya tomorrow. He could have done the Kriya on a weekday. So there's no direct Avera misayas lemitzvahs. This is similar to Tosfos in Sukkah, in Lulav HaGazal, in the beginning, the Andaf Lamed, the Shagas Aryeh, gives this pshat of the Yerushalmi and links it to this Tosfos. Tosfos Andaf Lamed Amin Aleph asks, why is it that the Gemara has to passel a lulav of an ashera or of yirani dachas? Right, these avodah zara issues because mechta shiure, it's not enough of a shear, and therefore it's as if it's burnt up. Why don't you just say it's mitzvah baba vera, and therefore that's the reason why you can't use a non mechtas mechta kitudim mechta shiure. So Tosfos answers the yesh lomar that you can't compare. Don't compare the two cases. Lo dami legazel. De machmas averis hagazel ba'a hamitzvah sheyotzebo. Through the gazel, that's what allowed you to do the mitzvah. And that's mitzvah ba'avera. It's ba'a ba'avera. The avera allowed you, caused you to be able to do the mitzvah. Avalhani atu machmas avera shenasis bo. Mi nafik bay. But here, what does asherah or irani dachas have anything to do with the mitzvah? It doesn't. So to here, what does Shabbos have to do with the mitzvah of Kriya? And therefore, that's the difference. That's the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Sadi Tes, where he has a simin about whether Mitzvah Avera is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. That's his question, and he brings Rayas. Of course, the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, that you can't bring Nesachim, the wine libations from Tevel, based on a Pasuk. Mi Mashke Yisrael, Mena Mutter Yisrael. What do you need a Pasuk for? Just say it's a Mitzvah Avera. So, maybe it's because Mitzvah Avera is only a Psul D'Rabbanan, like Tosfos said in Sukkah and Daf Tes. But then the Shagas Aryeh says, maybe not. Maybe no Raya, based on the Svar of Tosfos and the Yerushalmi. De'ein inyan mitzvah baba veira lakan delor mina mitzvah baba veira ella imkain ha mitzvah atzma nasis al yidei aveira kigon al yidei gezel o al yidei achilas iser aval ha demevi nesachim umanachas benatevel lav al yidei aveir shnasis bo nasis mitzvahs nesachim umanachas. Separately, it's already usur, even if you don't use it. Nothing to do with what you're doing. So says, and then he quotes that Tosfos, the Svar from Tosfos on Daf Lamed, and then he says, "V'chinira mina Yerushalmi gabaya korea." So he quotes this in that context, and he quotes other discussions lekan ulekan. But that is all one idea. Maybe Yerushalmi is saying like that Tosfos. It depends if the avera, and that's how. What do the words mean? Taman gufa avera over there. It's the Avera that allowed you to do the mitzvah. Gufa Avera. That's how you have to translate that. Bram hach whoever Avera. It's an Avera. He's doing an Avera, but that's not causing the mitzvah. That's how you understand that. Others have a different shot. The Marit al-Ghazi in Bechoros and Peraches, and the Asvin d'Araisa, in Klal Yud say no. The difference is, and this is, I think, Rov Achronim probably understand it this way, Cheftza Gavra. Cheftza or Maisa Gavra. Mitzvah Babavera requires a status of the Cheftza. Gezel is totally on the Cheftza, on the Maisa Gzela. And therefore, and how do you know that? It's not totally Bisman. If it's not Tali Bisman, that shows it's an inherent Avera, and the Chayfetz is labeled. Isser Shabbos is Tali Bisman. I tear today, it's Asr, I tear tomorrow, it's Mutter. The fact that it's Tali Bisman, it must be that the focus is on the Gavra, not on the Maisa, and therefore the Chefsa is not labeled. And this is what the Asman Daraisa says in Klal Yud, is the Chilik of the Yerushalmi. His klal there is Isser Chefsa Isser Gavra. Ha'achronim b'sefriyam ha'erichu b'chidish svara. The kol Isser mizmaniyim ki Isser asiyas malacha b'shabasos v'yomantovim v'chadoma. So all those have to be, the fact that it's only Isser temporarily, it must be not Chefsa. Ach Isserei Gavrahein v'maisa ba'atzmusa muteres. The maisa itself is mutter, because you could do this on a different day. V'dikulam Yerushalmi, and they quote that Yerushalmi, and that fits in beautifully with the words. Taman hocha hu gufa avera. It is an Avera itself. Rabacha hu avar Avera. Yutaka avar. It's focused on the Gavra, so that's different. He does say, though, that he thinks maybe this is a machlokas, Bavli Yerushalmi. Remember, our Bavli did not say a word about this problem of Kriya versus Matzah. It could be because of that Tosfos in the Ritva, that they don't think so Avera applies to mitzvot that are non-ritsui. Or here, this chilek, that the Bavli might hold that Isurei Shabbos, even though they're temporary, still, it could be an Isur Maisa. Where do you see that from? He quotes the Gemara in Brachas and Dafnun Gimel, where the Gemara talks about a candle that was lit by a goy on Shabbos. Ner she liku akum b'Shabbos. Aser levari chalav motzi Shabbos. You can't use that for Avdallah. If a goy lit it on Shabbos, why? Ebnei shalosh Shabbos b'melechas Avera. It wasn't Shabbos from Melechas Avera. An Avera was done to create that candle. So says Asan Darais, wait a minute. A goy lit it. A goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Not only doesn't have to keep Shabbos. So Vahashta, Inem Adam Maisa Ba'atzmusa Muteres B'Malecha Shabbos. If you say that act itself is Mutter. V'Rakshe Ha'adam Hu'a Over. Im Kain Ema Akum She'enu Mitzuba La Shabbos Asa Malecha B'Shabbos Shuba V'Heta L'Gamrei. Mikol Tzad, it should be totally Mutter. Hemi Pasa Maisa Ba'atzmusa Hemi Pasa Oseh. Im Kain Madua Chashe Malecha Saveira V'Yal Karchach. Says the Asan Darais, it must be that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. The Maisa Bats Musavi Isser B'Malecha Shabbos, even though it's temporary. The Alkain Akum Shehilik Ner B'Shabbos Nehishena Akum Over Al Kol Zeh Havlaka Bats Musa Havi Maisa Asura Umitu Eves V'Shaper Chashiva Maleches Aveira. Maybe that's the Machlokes Bavli and the Yerushalmi. But again, the Yerushalmi could hold that Shabbos is an Isser Tali Bisman. The Chavis isn't labeled, and that's why there is no Mitzvah Haba'a Baveira. He continues and says maybe it's even alluded to in the language of the Mishnah, the most famous Mishnah in this Masechta, back on Daf Ayin Gimel, the Lamites Malachas. The Tosfos Yontif points out they were already bothered by the Lashon of the Mishnah. Hachorei Sazorea Kotzer Ma'amer Hadosh Haborer Tema Da'alishna De'avos Malachos Havile Libisni Zriya V'chein Kulam B'Lashon Shem Davar. Why do you say it in terms of the Gavra doing it, Zoreah Choresh, why don't you say Zuriah Charisha, just the action? And that's how, by the way, the Rambam says it. He changes it. V'lo al shem ha'osa osam, kavanasa lahakshos ha'hadis ha'mas isan, avos malachas aram chazar achas. V'lofi lashen avos malachas ha'vi l'misni ha'zuriah v'charisha, v'chein kulam, v'lashen shem davar, v'lo ha'vi l'misni ha'zuriah v'choresh. V'ulam, but if you say kedas ha'achronim, to malachas Shabbos ha'vi yisr gavra, that is an yisr gavra, because it's reflected by the fact that it's only Usr temporarily shows that it's in the Gavra, not the Maisa. V'imkein yesh lomar, da'atanesh mi'anuzeh, be'emes, that's what Rabbi Yudanasi wanted to teach us, by saying, Zorea Choresh, da'zriya v'acharisha v'chein kol ha'malachos ba'atzmusam, einam asurim rak sha'adam ha'zorea, v'achoresh hua over, v'shehem rak yisurei Gavra, v'chanal. And maybe that is what is alluded to. Good. And then he gets into the general point of Isurei Gavra, Isurei Chefsa, and he quotes the chilek of some Rishonim, but not all, and that is maybe Isurei Da'oraisa or Isurei Chefsa, and Isurei Darabanan or Isurei Gavra. Misvara, that makes sense. After all, the Rabbana can't change the atoms and the molecules, can they? The Avagad, the Isurei Torah, Isurei Chefsa, Ninhu, Al-Kalze, Isurei Drabana, Isurei Gavar Lachud, Vizeh Ba'avur, Shechachamim lo hayu bekocham lahatil Isur ala Chefetz, Hamutar Be'etzem, Rak Sheishlem koach lomar ela Adam, Sheishma Devrayim, Vimenu Shomeil, Devrei Chachamim, Hariza Varyin Verasha. Aval lo hasim Isur al-Atzmus ha-Chefetz, but to put an Isur on the Chefetz itself, Dovrezeh Masur Rake al Hashem Yisbarach Levad, Larachik olakarev ha-Chafatzim ba-Atzmusam, Ki Lashem Ar So that's the svara. Ulam im nomar came. But if that's true, then you should say every huksa l'mitzvaso, right, only applies by mitzvahs daraisa, if it's in the chefsa, not in the gavra. And then he continues and says, unless you say by the rabbanans, again, part of the larger topic, once the rabbanan said it, even if it's temporarily, because the next generation, the rabbanan might change their mind. So it could be that once the rabbanan said it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim, so to speak. And it could achieve Isser Chefza status, right? The Ritva is not so clear in Nedarim that he holds of this chilek. Guf, them as Gufach Safak Anal, Yisurim Drabani, Isser Chefza Ninu, Eino. Da filo nomar, Dina Chachamim, Yecholon, Hatil, Isser Chefetz, Al Kolze. Kiva Shakadish Baruch Hu, maskim al Debe Chachamim, Imkein Acharisha Asru Chachamim, Zehadavar, Hine Kadosh Baruch Hu, maskim al Isser, Vimkein Shuvert, Sonu Yisbarach, Shalo Yochal, Adavar Hu, Vimkein Kimish Adavar Hu, Meruchach, Mer Tony Yisbarach, and therefore that's what it could be. But either way, this is all idea number two in terms of what the pshat of Yerushalmi is. Only by Isurei Maisa would that be enough to label the chefetz, and it would be a problem of mitzvah baba vera, but Isurei Gavra it wouldn't be. So that's like the malacha of Hotsa'a on Shabbos. Right, maybe we mentioned a couple of days ago when we spoke about how Tom Malacha Garua, also there's no Maisa Shabbos when it comes to Hotsa'a, possibly. The Nishmat the Chachmazad, the Chayadim says that. So that could be maybe by other certain Malacha Shabbos, it is about the Maisa, and others, once it's done, it's about the Gavra who violated. Okay, that's number two. So number one, the Karban Aida, based on the Tosfos in Sukkah and the Shagas Aryeh. Number two is the Marit Al-Ghazi in Bechoris Perches, and expanded upon by the Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yud, and maybe it's Machlokas Bal Yerushalmi according to that. And then third, the Lavush. But the Marit Al-Ghazi, the Asvin Daraisa, number two, focused on the different types of Yisurim. The Lavush says maybe we could focus on the different types of mitzvos that are involved. Different types of mitzvos. There's a mitzvah of Kriya, and there's a mitzvah of the other eating matzah. Maybe that's a difference. Again, you might say even before that, this Fasem says, you might say that Kri isn't really such a mitzvah. That's why it's not a mitzvah of Abba Veir. It's more of a chiyuf. More of a chiyuf. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to tear. So that's one line in this Fasem here. Yesh lomar, the lav mitzvah hi, kechala mitzvah. So ein mevarchen alav. Ela chiyuvah hi, v'lo shayach was a mitzvah of Abba Veir. Mitzvah of Abba Veir only applies by mitzvahs, not just chiyuvim. But then there's another possibility, which the Sfasemes rejects, but the Lavush says it. The Lavush says this in Hilchas Kareya, in the Aterazov. Right, we know the Lavush, Rav Mordechai Yaffe, all of his Sfarim are based on the names of his Sfarim are based on the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, Mordechai Yatsa Milafei HaMelech B'Lavush Malchus. Lavush Malchus is his Sefer on Arachayim. Atera Zahav, that's his Sefer here on Yaradeya. Butzvar Gaman, I think it's a Sefer on Choshe Mishpat. He has a name, and the Ir Shushan. The Ir Shushan is on Yaradeya. I think that's how it goes. But either way, if not, it's I mixed it up a little bit. But either way, it says the Lavush here in Yaradeya and Simen Shin Mem Os Chavches. He quotes this halacha of Korea Mesa B'Shabbos, even though you're Mechal Shabbos, Yazi De Kriya. What about Matzah Gezula? He quotes this question from Yerushalmi. Vein Lachas Maishtam Mi Matzah Gezula Darinan Bilavush Hachur Simen Tafnu Dal Den Yosem De Chobas Matzah Vechulu De Hasam Guf HaMitzvah Shehi Achilas HaMatzah Hi Aveira She'och Al Matzah Shehi Gezula Ve'ena Shelo. The mitzvah is the Maisa Achila. Abal Hacha Guf HaChilak Eino Guf HaChalak Eino Aveira. Klomar Maisa Kriya Ba'alma Ve'enon Elo Eino Mitzvah Elo HaMitzvah SheYikra Chaluko SheHu Lavush Bo VeHachalok Eino Gazel Alo Yisha Maisa SheHu Oseh Bo Avera Lo Mikri Mitzvah Ba Avera. The Mitzvah, according to the Lavush, seems to be the Totsa'a. You need to wear a ripped beged. The focus on the Totsa'a. Lavush B'Malvush Karua. And therefore, the mitzvah baba veira is only where the focus is the maisa mitzvah, but where the focus is the creation of the totsa. So then, it wouldn't be a problem a mitzvah baba veira. Even though he has to admit, if you put on a ripped shirt without doing the mitzvah of kriya, you're not really yotze. You're not yotze with that. Let's say you find a ripped shirt that you have from a year ago. No. It has to be, even if you want to say the lavush, the totsa has to be sitting in a shirt that you tore. Sitting in a shirt that you're tore. That's what the formulation would have to be. The Sfas-Emes also quotes this and he rejects it. Sfas-Emes, he doesn't quote the pshat, he's not giving the pshat on the Yerushalmi. He's just asking the question. Kasha, amai yatsa, why are you yotze your kriya if it's a mitzvah babavera? So he just asked it as that. So number one, he said it's not a chiyiv. Yesh lomar, sha mitzvah ilios, holech bebeged karua. And he quotes a Tosfos related to that. V'yavagav de benikra me'atzmo lo mahani, mikol makom, yesh lomo de tzarech lios holech bebeged shekaro ba'atzmo. That's the halacha. And he says, v'eni mevin betit tiruta shel Yerushalmi, lule kfima shekazavti. Unless he doesn't like the Yerushalmi, but again, maybe that's exactly what the Yerushalmi is saying. But either way, that is number two. Later on, he has another idea. V'dachma shekfar avad la ilan. Tosfos discusses that Tosfos in Sukkah and Daf Lamed. But either way, these are three ideas behind the Yerushalmi. A little bit about mitzvah haba ba'avera.